I'm going to tell you something. God is more interested in you having money than you are. You think you're interested in having money, but God is more interested in you having money than you are. See, God has an assignment for money, and we need to understand that. Amen? And since God has an assignment for money, you need to have one for it too. And that means you need some money, right? And if you're not planning on having money, then we understand. You say, now, I don't need a whole lot of money. Okay. Let's see if somebody gave you $1 million if you'll change your mind. I can almost guarantee you that you would change your mind about having money. All right, turn your Bibles to John chapter 15. Let's look at verse 16. John chapter 15, verse 16. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. Now, see, that in itself tells us something. See, when you choose somebody, that means you've already prepared. Say prepared. For their coming. Or else you don't choose somebody. That means there's something you have for that person to do. You know, when we were coming up, you know, we played a lot of street ball. And, you know, you had to choose your own team, right? And they chose the ones that they felt could hit pretty good and had a, you know, pretty decent running. You know, because you got to be able to run and play street ball. Because that's the whole measure of the game. Now, I didn't like watching baseball on TV, but I like playing. If I played it on the street, I was good. But it was the most boring game to watch on TV to me. Don't y'all baseballers hate it? Don't hate me. I like playing it. I just didn't like looking at it. But we would choose our team because we knew what they could do, the possibilities of our winning. So God chose you because he knew you could win. He says, you didn't choose me. You didn't have God on your heart until you were introduced to the plan of salvation. He says, I chose you first. And then not only did I choose you, I ordained you. That means I authorize you. That you should, it's something he wants you to do. He's given you authorization that you should go and bring forth what? Fruit. And that your fruit should remain. That whatsoever you should ask of the Father in my name, he may do what? Give it you. So God not trying to withhold resources from you. But we must attach the first part to the last part. We can't just be said, I know he's going to give it to me. You got to attach it to the first part of this scripture. It says you should go and bring forth fruit. Say go and bring forth fruit. That means you are working. So our interest or lack of interest in the success of someone else affects our ability to get returns. Because you must have an interest, say an interest, in the same mission, say the same mission, that Jesus has. So when we are inconsiderate of the mission, then we have no legal right to put a demand on the resources. I just read it to you. You didn't choose him. He chose you. He authorized you that you should go and bring forth fruit and that your fruit should remain. Now, that whatsoever you should ask of the Father in as my representation, that's what in my name, as my representative, he'll give it to you. Why? Because you're representing. Ooh, Jesus. And there are always resources. Said there are always resources for those that represent. We got to get it right. See, we've been begging God for money, but we are not representing. Yeah. Most people, not all, say not all, Mission ends once they have invited a person to service or talked to them twice. And we think we have fulfilled the mission. Mm. See, your increase, say my increase, is connected to our obeying the mission. Because that's God's plan. Mm. Okay, here's an example. Then I'm going to sit down. You are in the military. You choose the branch you want to be in. In your mind, you figure you want to be in the Navy, the Army, the Marines. What's the other one? Air Force. You decide who you want to be. Just play in your mind for a little bit. Now, the military are not asking you to join just so they can feed you. Ha! Y'all better hear this one. Now, you are given a direct command, and you say, I don't know if I want to do that or not. What would happen to you for disobeying a command? I looked it up because I really wanted to say it right. They said, number one, a dishonorable discharge, a forfeiture of all pay and allowances. Why? Because they're not going to give you money and you're not working for them anymore. Hold on. And then there's at least 2 years of prison. Did you know that when you signed the dotted line to go in the military? That if you disobey an order, you can go to jail for 2 years. That's the minimum. See? Woo. We got to get attached to the mission. Because at least God is a lot more merciful than our military. You need to thank God that he is merciful. Because he gives us opportunity and opportunity and opportunity to go back and fix stuff. Now, you can bind your own self because you keep opening doors to negative things in your life. But that's not God. That's you. You open a door. So don't walk in disobedience. Why? Because it delays or even stops the flow of receiving. Come on, stand to your feet.